Straight to the Point is a podcast that I've created to share my journey, growing my business, sharing the good, the bad, the ugly, warts and all. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Straight to the Point podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking all around how we have taken Pipeline 44 and the Social Selling Suite, the business that I co-founded a couple of years ago, from 10 grand a month at the beginning of the year to just over 50 grand a month at the time of recording, which is the 7th of December at 6 p.m. Now, in terms of the way that this has worked, like, I wanted to make sure that the information that I give you in this is actually going to hold its weight. So I could have recorded this podcast around about 4 months ago when we first hit that 50 grand per month revenue mark, but I wanted to sustain that over a number of months before I then spoke about it. And we've had, I guess, peaks and troughs with this, right? 50 grand is the minimum that we've made over the last 4 months. We've had a six-figure month. We've had just under six figures consistently. But I picked this 50K mark because I actually think it's the sweet spot which the majority of people listening to this are going to really want to aim for. And I've got 7 points that I want to share with you on this that I have broken down after thinking about it for quite a long period of time over the last couple of days. And for those of you that don't know what Pipeline 44 does, we predominantly focus in on helping people generate leads from a training, consulting and agency point of view. And we use LinkedIn as our main platform to do it, but we consult and train on every platform. So I appear everywhere, this podcast being one medium that we use. And the first point actually was the fact that if you rewind back to November, December, so 12 months ago, at that point, in terms of the way that we were marketing and selling, we were trying to sell lots of different things. So we had lots of different agency services, from content marketing to network growth to direct messaging, all the way through then to the training business, where we had a low ticket challenge, we had a core LinkedIn training program, we had a one-to-one service that we were offering. And the biggest thing that we did at the beginning of the year, me, Sam and Nick, we sat down and we made the decision to go all in on one product. So we were going to park everything else that we were doing. And this is a big thing that I see lots of people doing in today's market space, is that they're trying to sell too many things at once. And the problem is, when you've got your attention split on 3, 5, 6, 7 different things, unfortunately, all it does is slow down the progress. Although you're doing multiple different products and services, it slows down your overall progress because you can't put the time and the attention in that you need for each of these things. And so we made the decision to focus in on one, which was the Social Selling Academy, now known as the Social Selling Suite. And that was one of the best decisions we ever made, because suddenly, rather than my time and attention being focused on so many different variables, it was, how do I market this one product in the best way? How do I sell this one product in the best way? How do I position my brand so it directly connects to one specific service that everyone's going to understand? And I can't tell you how much quicker the company has grown just by going all in on one product and service. Now, that doesn't mean that we stopped selling the others. However, from my brand positioning point of view and where the company's energy was going, it was going directly onto the Social Selling Academy and Suite. And then the other upsells or other side sells or downsells were happening just off the back of conversations. But what it meant was is that we could put all of our energy into creating the best product and the best service possible, and also creating the best marketing, creating the best content and sales approach possible to be able to get people over the line. So that's the first thing that we did. I think that getting to 10K a month is relatively simple, and I will break that down into a future episode for you. So make sure that you subscribe if you're not subscribed already. I will probably do that video next if you actually drop me a message on Instagram or LinkedIn if you're listening to this and say that you want that episode, and I'll break down how we went from nothing to 10K as well. I think everyone may find that valuable, but let's see. But going back to it, that difference maker from making 100 grand a year to 600 grand a year, it was actually going all in on one product. The second thing then links really nicely into that, and it was the fact that because we're only focusing on one thing, we could perfect the marketing and sales process. And again, put a lot of our time and energy in getting better at it. So we chose two platforms, LinkedIn and YouTube, as our traffic sources. Now that is just purely organic. So again, we've gone from 10 grand a month to 50 grand a month organically with no paid advertising. And we went from organic traffic to webinar to sales call. So the Social Selling Academy was being sold at the beginning of the year at £150 a month, but you were contracted for a year. So that's a big thing here. If you're looking to grow, you need to lock people into contracts so you're not having to just find and sell every month to stay alive. So what we did was really lock in a monthly subscription amount, like a phone contract, if you think about it. We went from £150 a month for 12 months. And then that then increased as the product got better throughout the year to £250 for 12 months. And what that meant was that every month that we sold, that revenue then compounded over time, which is something that, again, means that every sale that you make, your monthlies, which is what we only focus on as a business, the monthly income is what we're looking at, the monthlies always increase. But let's be honest, at the beginning of the year, we weren't particularly great. So where we were probably getting 50 to 100 people to a webinar, now we get 200, 300 to a webinar, or registered, should I say. And that's because we've perfected that process. Well, not perfect, but we've got it better. So the front end, my audience is growing. Nick's audience is growing. Sam's audience is growing. Victoria's audience is growing. Elise's audience is growing. And we're all driving people to the front end of that process into the webinar. We collect the email addresses at the webinar point. And then we present the opportunity to join us with the Social Selling Academy at the end. And we take on 20 people a month. We fill out pretty much every month and then we have to close it. But the big thing is, and this is the second point, like that marketing and sales process, because there was only one thing that we were focusing in on, we get to practice it and practice it and practice it. We allow ourselves to be bad at the beginning, and then time and time again, we look for small improvements. And from there, we suddenly have a process that maxes out every single time. And that's a huge, huge thing. However, one of the things that I mentioned was that we went from £150 a month to £250 a month. Now, pricing is a huge thing that lots of people talk about. And when they're looking at price increases, their decision making isn't calculated. It's quite random. Now, when we were looking at our pricing, we were selling £150 a month for 12 months so easily. Like the offer that we put together was ridiculous compared to what other people charge for the levels of support that we give. But point number three is the fact that to be able to go from 10 to 50 grand a month, we had to increase pricing. But we couldn't just do that randomly. We had to earn the right to increase our pricing. And therefore, what I had to do was to be able to justify it, that £250 a month price point, I had to add in another layer of support. I had to add in another layer of resources. I had to add in new content to make it valuable, to make the offer like something that everybody wanted. And with that, we never saw a drop in sales. We actually saw it take off even more. And that was a bit eye-opening for me. I didn't realize. I thought we were going to probably hit a point where we would struggle. We didn't, because the offer, again, was just that good. And this is a big lesson, I think, for anyone that's looking to grow right now. Most people pick an offer and they just stick with it. And then suddenly they really start to struggle. You should always be developing, always be harnessing, always pushing your offer to be better. And with that, you will attract better customers that want to pay more money and they'll allow you to grow faster. So point number three is earning the right to increase your pricing. Point number four, I'm transitioning perfectly from point to point here, is the fact that as we earned the right to increase pricing through the fact that our offer was better, like what we also have to do, and this is what everyone has to do in my opinion, if you are looking at selling a product to lots and lots of people, you need to make sure, especially if you want to grow, that your service meets your customer expectations every single time. So that doesn't mean you have to undersell and then over deliver. That's not that I don't believe in that concept whatsoever. I believe in selling expectations and meeting them. And as long as you do that, your customers will never leave you. As long as you continue to meet their expectations, they will never leave. But that means that you've got to continuously work on it. You've got to look and speak to your customers to find out what they're enjoying, what they aren't enjoying. Like, what are the things where and areas where you can improve? You need to be noting these down every month, having those conversations whenever you get the opportunity to, and then putting them into practice, taking action and making sure that your service is moving forward and developing every single time. Again, I speak to lots and lots of businesses at the moment, and lots of them haven't had a look at the way that they run their their businesses, their products and their services. And actually, they're just not very good anymore. So you've got to put the time and effort in consciously to keep looking at ways to improve. Point number five is that when you look at the way that your time is being spent as you go from 10 grand a month to 50 grand a month, like, you've got to look at how you are putting yourself out there. So there comes a point where algorithms limit your ability to reach new people. And so if you're just posting online the same amount, the same volume, if you're just leaving the same amount of comments, you're going to get stagnant. It's going to plateau. And so what I looked at was ways of being able to get more exposure. So I actually looked at the way that my time was being spent. And I went, right, 50% of my time needs to be spent solely on getting exposure to new audiences. So whether that was doubling down the time to go and engaging on social media in comment sections of people's profiles, that's something that I did actively, which grew my following quicker. I also looked at all the different events and podcasts that I could get onto that were going to give me access to other people's audiences. I went onto the Spotify charts. I went onto the podcast charts on Google as well. And I looked at all the different small podcasts that are out there. Like the podcasts that are ranking like 250, 200, 150. And I went and volunteered and said, look, you don't need to pay me. I'm wiping my fee. I'm going to come and I'll happily be interviewed on your podcast for free. And I went out there and I got those opportunities. I set myself the target of 2 public speaking opportunities per week. And again, with that, I got that front end traffic. Like, I went out there and I fought for it and I got it. But 50% of my time, and my normal work weeks are around about, they're not too excessive, they're about 50, 60 hours, something like that. But like 30 hours of it, that is a lot of time. 30 hours of time, obviously it wasn't productive 30 hours all the time, right? Let's be really frank. Lots of it may have been unproductive, but in my head, 50% of my time was focused in on how do I get more exposure? How do I build my email list quicker? What can I do for free that's going to get people to know Chris Taylor more? And you've got to be hungry for that. You've got to fight for that and you've got to want it. It's not going to come to you. You've got to go after it. So that's point number 5, focusing 50% of my time on becoming more known and doing it for free. Number 6, again then, like, I focus a lot of my time getting to 10K, selling time for money. So 10K a month was very much time for money, where I would sell an agency service, I would sell one-to-one consulting, I would sell strategy days, like courses that I would run live. To be able to break through that amount to get to 50 grand a month, I had to productize my service. And that then meant that I could continuously sell without a real limiting capacity. Now, don't get me wrong, we can only in the academy at the moment take on 20 people per month. But that 20 people per month completely satisfies me from a growth point of view. So we grow at a monthly amount every month that I'm really comfortable with. And if I then want to double down and grow that quicker, I've got to look at hiring more staff, building the team out, looking at ways to automate more. And with that, then there's that further. But that's the journey from 50 to 100 grand a month, right? That's that journey we're going to go on. But to get to 50 grand a month, I just had to productize it. So turning one-to-one delivery into information-based, service-based businesses, so content marketing, network building, all of that stuff, I had to get the team to run it. That, again, was a journey that I had to go on. But what that did was that lifted off my delivery capacity. So then I could break through that 10 grand a month mark into the 20s, 30s, 40s and 50s. And then the last point is that I said I focused 50% of my time on becoming more known. 20% of my time was focused in on retention. And this is the biggest point. If your business just focuses and solely relies on new business development and you don't care about your retention, unfortunately, you're going to struggle because you're going to get to a point where you're just replacing income rather than growing. Your lifetime customer value is where the real value is when it comes to business growth. So I made sure that 20% of my working time was focused in on how do I make the product better? How do I make people stay? And with that, what we have gone on to create is a lot more one-to-one support. We've got a tech part of what we're doing from an email marketing, online course hosting and CRM that we've invested heavily in to get created so people can use these tools for free as part of our subscription. And we've also looked at the way that the information is being delivered and made that better as well. So what's happened is where people were only staying for 12 months before and leaving, now we've had people that have been with us for over 3 years. Like we've got people that are staying after the 12 months in non-contracted periods because they just want to. And what that allows you to do is compound your monthly revenues even more. And it's so, so important to do it. So to summarize those 7 points, and I apologize that I rush them, but I haven't got a huge amount of time today, but I wanted to get this out there for you so you could actually take it in and put it into action. In terms of the 7 points of how I went from 10 grand a month to 50 grand a month in just under 8 months, number one was stopping myself from selling 3 services and going all in on one. Number two was building one marketing and sales process and practicing it until I got really good at it. Point number three was earning the right to increase pricing by making your offer literally ridiculous. But you've got to earn the right to increase your pricing and your pricing has to go up. Well, it did for us anyway. Point four was I made sure the service met our customer expectations every single time. I did my absolute utmost to make sure that I met customer expectations. Point number five was I split my time and I focused 50% of it on becoming more known for free. I did everything that I could to fight for attention. Number six was productizing the service, so there wasn't a limited capacity that would stop me from getting to that 50 grand a month mark. And point number seven was prioritizing retention and focusing 20% of my working time on that specific thing, making sure that I was trying to keep people for as long as possible. I hope that episode was helpful. If it is, I've got loads more coming up from hiring, from making people redundant, all of these things that I've been on recently, all the latest marketing tactics, all the ways in which we sell and close. I've got all this information that I've been recording over like the last few weeks that I want to share with you all. If you are enjoying this sort of stuff and it's the stuff that you want to hear, come and drop me a message on Instagram. Come and send me a message on LinkedIn. Let me know that you're listening because it means a lot to me. And yeah, I hope you are enjoying. If you have any questions, you know where I am. And I'll see you all in the next episode.